Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 29th. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a new program to look at what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. Pretty mixed day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 143 points, a rise of 1.3%. It came to close at 11,153. True, the jobs market looks a smidge stronger after fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits last week, but then the computer chip maker Advanced Micro Devices cut its forecast for profits and sales for this quarter, and AMD stock fell 13.7%. AMD was seen as a comment on technology companies in general. The S&P 500, which had been up 2% earlier, closed up 9.8%. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 10 points. That's 0.4%. If there's one thing that we should not have to worry about in the world of investments, it's money market funds. They're often seen as safe, a kind of cash where you put a dollar in and out comes a dollar when you need it. So what is this speech today from the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston calling for tougher rules for the $2.5 trillion market? Eric Rosengren says things have gotten better for money market funds since the Fed had to stop a run on them 3 years ago. Still, he worries that just one fund going bad could cause quite a mess. Perhaps bigger cushions of capital might help. James Angel is a professor who follows these things at Georgetown.
That is something that is worth examining. And there are a number of proposals floating around, but the real question is, how much of a buffer do you really need? If you put too high a capital buffer in place, you make it too expensive to run the fund, and that reduces the interest rates that the fund pays out to investors.
And no less than Paul Volcker, the former Federal Reserve Chairman and crusader for financial reform, gave his own speech the other day in which he suggested that money market funds advertise their little fluctuations in value each day instead of promising a dollar in, a dollar out. But Professor Angel thinks that'll give people the wrong idea.
That would destroy the industry because people view it as a stable place to store your money for a period of time.
For investors who are saying, I thought it's like cash, the idea that it's going up and down every day, you can check it on the web, might persuade some of them, oh, look, it isn't quite like cash. And you think that actually would mean the end of the industry?
Yes. It would make money market funds a whole lot less useful for consumers as well as businesses.
The concern is that reining in money market funds could drive people unwittingly into riskier alternatives.
There are a lot of things that are like near money market funds. But a lot of them invest in riskier assets. By having one category of funds, which is clearly super safe, regulated, having that super safe category called money market funds is actually a good consumer protection.
James Angel at Georgetown University. There's word today that economic growth, as measured by the gross domestic product, was revised upward to 1.3% annual rate. That is an okay improvement, but covers April to June. And now here's the Daily Pulse, where we check the heart rate of the U.S. economy via a daily alternative indicator. There's word today that Bank of America will charge customers $5 a month to use its debit cards. Starting next year, use the debit card even just once in a month, and the bank will deduct five smackers. You ahead of me here? That's $60 a year. Good for B of A's beleaguered shareholders, but what about the economy? Could raising fees like this deter consumer spending? Is the question. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. More at marketplace.org. This is APM, American Public Media.